Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin at godsword.eprn.us, God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast. The scripture readings, are taken from the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 through 35 of the New International Translation of the Holy Bible. God's Word reads thusly. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of Ethiopia. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. The Word of the Lord. The sermonic selection is entitled "Vertical Worship, Word of God" by David Baldridge.
Jesus, faithful word of God.
the scripture has been read for your hearing. Let us pray. Dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasant in your sight. Thank you, Redeemer of my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to lift up verse 30, which says, "Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet." "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. According to the New Testament, Philip was an apostle. He was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus who preached in Greece, Syria, and Phrygia. Philip was an evangelist. He was one of 7 deacons of the early church, as recorded in Acts chapter 6, verse 5, which reads, "This proposal pleased the whole. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a convert to Judaism. But it was when Jesus traveled into Galilee that he called Philip." You see, at this time of his life, it appeared that Philip belonged to a group that was associated with John the Baptist. He even participated in the miracle of the loaves and fishes, as recorded in Scripture. As recorded in John chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. Scripture says that Philip heard the Ethiopian reading the book of Isaiah, and he ran up to the chariot, meaning that Philip moved at a pace faster than walking. He moved swiftly without hesitancy. Scripture also says that Philip went to the Ethiopian at the direction of the Spirit. He did not go on his own accord. He went under the Spirit with a capital S, indicating that he went under the Spirit of God. How many times have you and I gone to someone on our own accord, or vice versa? How many times has someone approached us in their self life and not under the direction of Almighty God? Before moving into action too swiftly, it behooves one to know or discern if their movement is of themselves or at the direction of God Himself. Because once you arrive at your destination, you need to know if what you're about to say or do is coming from you or is it being directed by God. We must be careful to be like Philip and go where God directs us to go and say what God directs us to say. You may not understand what God is directing you to do, but go anyway. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Trust in God that everything will be all right. Because if God sent you, believe that He went ahead of you to make all crooked places straight, to remove all and every obstacle, to crush the mountain so it becomes flat land, so that your journey will not have to be in vain and your work through God will have a greater impact. Although this Ethiopian man was a foreigner, it was apparent that he was a man who was very dedicated to God because he had traveled such a great distance to worship in Jerusalem. He had been converted to Christianity. When Philip came upon the Ethiopian reading scripture from Isaiah, Philip seized the opportunity to ask the man if he understood what he was reading. This was asked under the direction of the Spirit. The man was engrossed in the prophecies of Isaiah. This was Philip's entry point of discussion. I reflect back on my teaching career of pupils of the primary, elementary grade level. Start the instructions at the level where the students are. In many businesses, one of the main points that the executives encourage the new entrepreneurs or business partners to do before proceeding full steam ahead is get all of your questions answered. Equally important, when teaching in any discipline or at any level, such as Sunday school, Bible study, conference studies, or seminary, teach that which precedes before teaching that which follows. Then we can show how God's word connects and applies to the person's concerns. The Ethiopian pled with Philip to explain the passage of scripture that he didn't understand. The Enoch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Philip began to tell the man that Isaiah is talking about the Messiah, God's sacrificial lamb who bore our sins, the sins of all people, to make us acceptable to God, just as Isaiah, the prophet, said he would. There may be times when we don't understand something in the Bible. Well, that's the time to use wisdom and ask others to help us. We should never let pride or vainglory get in the way of our understanding of God's word. If or when we need help, God will certainly send the help that we need. Jesus, Philip led this man to faith in Jesus Christ by using the Old Testament. Jesus is found in both the Old and New Testaments. All of God's word is relevant and appropriate to all people throughout all times. Many of the Old Testament stories and prophecies point to Jesus. Many prophecies about Jesus were fulfilled during his lifetime, and those that weren't fulfilled will be fulfilled when he comes back again. Let us be mindful to be led by God's Spirit and not by our own inclinations. Meet people where they are by understanding their concerns and focus. Explain how Jesus fulfilled Isaiah's prophecies. Remember, when we share the gospel, we begin at the point where the other person's concerns or focal points are. Yes, never take for granted that you know what a person is about or what they're going to say or do. Listen to what they say and begin where their focal points or concerns are. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, your word is all-encompassing. Eternal is your word. We don't always know what your word says. Forgive us of these times of when we are insecure, too insecure to ask of others what your word conveys. Thank you for forgiving us of any acts of vainglory that have hampered us in our desire to know and to understand you better. We pray for those who are seeking the knowledge of your word. We pray for those who are too insecure to ask for help with understanding your word and who you are, Lord. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our closing song is entitled Isaiah 53 by Sovereign Grace Music.
Upon the world, Jesus. It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.